A GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and this is the podcast for October the 18th. This is going to be one exciting podcast. We're going to start learning about exactly what the seven seals are. You need to understand the seven seals because it's a timeline. You'll have a better understanding how close we are to the second coming of Jesus Christ once you understand what the seven seals are and what the seven trumpets are and what the eight kings that lead up to the second coming are. But we're going to break this down. We're only going to cover a very small part of it, but you need to have an understanding exactly what the seven seals are. And so it's because of that, we're just going to cover when the first seal opened up, you know, when that took place. If you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it's absolutely wonderful. If you're not, you can learn about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how it was restored on the face of the earth. Dozens of things that actually in the Holy Bible that prove it. But right now we are going to cover a scripture, a couple scriptures in the DNC chapter 77, 6 and 7. It says these are questions and answers. So we want to understand what the seven seals are. So here we go. What are we to understand by the book which John saw, which was sealed in the back with seven seals? And the answer is, we are to understand that it contains revealed mysteries and the works of God and the hidden things in his economy concerning this earth during the 7,000 years of continuance or temporal existence. So it tells us it's the temporal and continual existence of the earth. It's the history of the earth, and it's the things that will happen regarding the economy of the earth. So it's basically seven seals of the past, present, and future. You know, as we learn, we'll learn that when we open up the first seal, exactly that took place in 3967 to 2967 BC. That was the first 1,000 years, and that's what they call the Enoch minister. And that's Revelation 6, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, which we'll cover in a moment. And the question on DNC 77, verse 7, it says, what are we to understand by the seven seals in which it was sealed? And the answer is, we are to understand that the first seal contains the things of the first 1,000 years, and the second also of the second 1,000 years, and so on until the seventh. Now, that is pretty amazing in itself, because we just learned that the first 1,000 years, like I just mentioned to you, was from the year 3767 to 2967 BC. And BC means before Christ. So you know, these things, the pieces of puzzles must come together. And the world is teaching basically that the seals are in the last days. They all come, you know, open up within a short amount of time in the last day. And this would be, well, let's just say if you believe that, then you're not going to know the book of Revelation, because you won't understand what the seven seals are. And then, you know, you won't understand what the trumpets are and when the trumpets start to sound. So understanding what the seven seals are is a timeline, and it's an important timeline. Now, in chapter 5, I've covered, this was my very first podcast, and it talks about how Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected. And when Jesus Christ was resurrected, God handed Jesus the book sealed with seven seals. And that's because Jesus Christ overcame. And it's because of that, Jesus Christ knows the day and the hour of his second coming. And so that's important. But I'm going to go ahead and read some of chapter 5. And the heading, it says, John sees the book sealed with seven seals, and he sees those people redeemed out of every nation. He hears every creature praising God and the Lamb. It says, and I saw the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the spirits of God sent forth unto the earth. And he came, and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. I find that interesting because it says the prayers of the saints. We're the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so that's just another scripture there in the Bible that has the prayers of the saints. You know, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it says right there, which are the prayers of the saints. So we pray. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, and thy wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood of every kindred tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of angels around about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as we are in the earth, and all are in heard, I say, and blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the fourth beast said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Now, I really wasn't planning to read the whole chapter, but it just seemed like it flowed pretty well. What we want to get out of it is that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he was resurrected. So God handed Jesus Christ the book sealed with seven seals. And Jesus Christ was able to open the book. And at that point, Jesus Christ knew when the second coming would take place. He knew it. He received it. He earned it. He died on the cross and was resurrected. We also learn that the seven seals are things that happened during a 1,000-year period of time. Each seal represents 1,000 years. That's the point I want to make. Now, before I cover exactly what happens during the first seal, let me go through the timing of each seal. Each seal, as we have learned, if you've listened to my past podcast, is the fact that each seal is a 1,000-year period of time. And the first seal lasted 1,000 years. And that happened during 3967 to 2967 BC. And the second seal covered the space of time from the year 2967 to 1967 BC. Again, BC means before Christ. And the third seal happened from 1967 to 967 BC, before Christ. And the fourth seal happened from the years 967 BC to 33 AD. So we know that now we're talking about the AD. 33 AD, Jesus Christ was resurrected after being crucified. And the fifth seal happened from the year 33 to 1033. So when Jesus Christ actually was resurrected, it started the fifth seal. And that is very important for a timeline, because now we know that the fifth seal started in the year 33. And the sixth seal was started in 1033 to the year 2033 AD. So what does that mean? It means that, well, it's not the year 2033 yet. But because we understand that 2033 is the end of the sixth seal, then we can understand that is when the seventh seal opens up. And what is the seventh seal? The seventh seal is the millennium. And the millennium is when Jesus Christ comes back. So in 2033, the first of seven trumpets will begin to sound. And Jesus Christ won't come back immediately, because the first trumpet will sound about 2033, which is to tell people, hey, prepare ye for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the trumpets are about, each trumpet will sound, and each plagues will get worse and worse, and certain events will take place. And that is another podcast that I will cover in the future. But right now, we are covering the seven seals. And the first seal, well, let's just say that's what we're going to cover right now. Now, the first seal in Revelation 6, verse 1 and 2. So we're only going to talk about two verses, and this will be quickly. Everything that I shared with you so far is to prepare you for these two scriptures. First, the heading on chapter 6 says, Christ opens the six seals, and John sees the events therein. In the fifth seal, he sees the Christians, martyrs, and in the sixth seal, he sees the signs of the times. Interesting, because the sixth seal is where we're at right now in 2024, and it's almost 2025. We are living during the thousand-year period, which we call the signs of the times. It's about the things that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's that last 1,000 years before the millennium. This is talking about the first seal, chapters 6, verse 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of a thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. Verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bowl, and a crown was given unto him that went forth to conquer and to conquer. And the first seal, we're talking about the time of Enoch. Enoch ministered. I wanted to cover that. It says, And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, and it was a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bowl. A crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquer. Obviously, this is talking about war. First seal. Well, that wraps up the podcast for October the 18th. Thank you very much for being a part of it. So, to give you an idea of what we just covered, we covered Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And we learn exactly what happens when the first seal opens up. And we learned that the first seal opened up at 3967 B.C., and it lasts, each seal's a 1,000-year period. So it lasts from 3967 to 2967 BC. And we learned mainly from the two verses that it was a time of war. And that was also during the time of Enoch ministered. So you have to know your Bible history pretty well to understand exactly what the seals represent. But notice that there are only two verses for the first seal. And this is to give us an idea what the verses are. But when we get to the sixth seal, which we will get to in a few weeks, you'll learn that there's a whole lot more verses. Why? Scriptures were written for us, and we are living during the sixth seal. And the seventh seal, we learn, will open up about 2033, in which the first of seven trumpets will begin to sound. And also, we know from past podcasts that is when the first of seven trumpets begin to sound, all about the year 2033. Well, how do I know that? Because when Jesus Christ was resurrected in the year 33, you can add a 1,000-year period, and that brings you up to 1033. You add another 1,000 years, you end up with 2033. So this amazing stuff. You know how at that point, once you have this knowledge, you can go into the Bible and the book of Revelation. If you know that the first trumpet is going to sound about 2033, then you can understand some amazing things, because then you can read in the scriptures that what happens when the first trumpet sounds. And then you can learn what happens when the second trumpet sounds, all the way to the seventh. In this case, you go to the sixth trumpet, you learn that's when Armageddon takes place, when Jesus Christ returns. But Jesus Christ returns about 2033 for his people, called the first resurrection. You can read about that in Revelation 20. So we have a lot more to cover, and I pray and hope that you've listened to my podcast from the very first one on September the 6th. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you. The times, the things are happening. And if you see it, if you understand the book of Revelation, which you should, but most people do not, well, listen to my podcast, and we will definitely cover the book of Revelation. God bless you, and have a great week. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Thompson. I just have a special message for you. I want you to know that you are loved, that I care about you, that I pray about you, and I want the best for everybody. We all make decisions, right? We all decide who we going to worship. We have that freedom. God has given us that freedom. But I will tell you that there is only one way to be saved. So, you know, as John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." I'm grateful for the knowledge that I have, and this is why I started this podcast, because I have knowledge about prophecy. I know what's going to happen, and before it happens. And 2010, I got down on my knees and I prayed to God. I asked God, how close are we to the second coming of Jesus Christ? I wanted to know. And he sent me a guy named Lowell Taylor, who had much more knowledge than I did. And he documented it. And I was able to look at it, read it. Read what the information that he had, and I asked myself, I wonder if this is true, or is it just another lie from the deceiver? But as I looked at it and I studied it, and one of the things that really got me was Daniel 8:4, and it says right there, and I translate it, you know, that Persia and Media and the kings, and that they're going to start a war and push to the north, south, and west. And that's when I learned that Media is a territory, and it covers Turkey in the north and Persia in the south. So Turkey and Iran. And Iran, Persia changed their name to Iran in 1935. Now, when I started to learn these things, I thought it was absolutely amazing. So it's just what I share with you. Believe me, I've done my research. I know without a doubt what is true, and when I'm not really sure, I often will tell you, hey, that I'm not 100% sure, but the pieces of the puzzle look like they're going to come together in this way. I do know without a doubt what the seven seals are, and we covered that today in this podcast. The seven seals, each seal stands for a 1,000-year period, and the fifth seal started in the year 33 AD, from the time that Christ was resurrected. Each seal is 1,000 years. You add 2,000 years to the year 33, and you end up with 2033. when the first trumpet starts to sound. Yes, we are living in the days. Now, my little talk with you right here, I wanted to invite you. Do you have a testimony? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul? Do you have something you would like to share? Well, if you have a testimony, please spend a couple minutes and share your testimony. Write it down. Do the best that you can. Then go to my website, www.gtl. GTL stands for God's Timeline. Okay, so it's www.gtl.news. And when you go to my website, look on the bottom right. You'll see a guy holding a microphone. Click on the microphone and you can record your testimony. Share your testimony of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Share what's in your heart. Just remember, try to keep it short, keep it a couple minutes, and share your testimony. And you can also go to top of the website as well, and you can also click on the contact page. To do that, just click on the contact page, and it will open up a page, and you can feel free to call me if you have any questions or you would like to talk to me. Perhaps you have something you would like to share. The best way at first is to use the email. And if you're really motivated, you really want to talk to me, that's great. Also realize that I do not purchase things. If I purchase anything for any help for this website, it will probably be on a website called Fiverr. But most of it, I'm looking for people who are genuinely care about the Lord Jesus Christ and wouldn't mind volunteering some of their time to make everything a little bit better for me and basically to get the word out about Jesus Christ and prophecy. So, and let me just say, use the email if you want to share your testimony or get in contact with me. But you can also record your testimony using voice. And if I like the testimony, I will share it on my website and I will share it on my podcast. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you, and you have a great day. Until next week, remember to pray, and pray in all that you do. God bless you.